Today I'm talking to Amy Manero, who's played the piano for 12 years, but is still only 16. Amy, how did you start?
Well, my father's a musician. He taught me some basic tunes when I was only 4. Then, after a couple of years, my parents paid for me to have after-school piano classes. I played classical music with my piano teacher every week until I began secondary school. I gave up extra lessons then, even though my school music teacher, Mrs. Jones, said I needed more practice. But I was already getting a lot of help from her by then.
So what was your first big performance like?
Well, by the time I performed at my first big event, I'd already been in lots of small competitions, so playing on stage was nothing new, although I had no idea so many people would come to watch us that evening. That was amazing. My mother had bought me a wonderful dress, and normally I'd love that, but that evening I was so busy I hardly noticed.
And then you started jazz piano. Did you enjoy playing jazz?
Well, my school was starting a jazz band, so I joined. They were all good players, though, and I had no idea what jazz even was then, and I couldn't understand the music at first, so I got quite annoyed with it. But after a while, I began to love it. So for a year, I studied all I could on jazz.
And you give music lessons now, don't you?
Yes, basic piano. I'm keen that as many young people as possible become interested in music. I charge a low fee as I'm not a qualified teacher, but lessons are not too expensive in my town anyway. I pass people on to experienced teachers when they're ready, or introduce them to other instruments if the piano's not for them. Teaching helps my playing too, although that's not the reason I do it.
And you also write a blog on the internet?
Yeah, it's like a diary. I write a bit every day for people to read, about school and so on. I love writing, even more than music, so it's great to do it. I write about my favourite musicians, especially one who's also a journalist. And I talk about music shows I attend. If they're good, I advertise them.
So what is it about music that you love?
Well, I've never met anyone who hates it. Everyone finds something they like. But it communicates to everyone, whether they speak English or not. And music can sound just as great played by an older musician as it can by a younger person like me.
Amy, thanks.